Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes in northern Syria as Turkish forces step up their cross-border offensive into Kurdish-held territory. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has defended his plan to create a safe zone free of Kurdish militias, which could also house Syrian refugees. That's been met with widespread condemnation and continued economic threats from the US, although it cleared the way for the incursion in the first place. There are some sobering predictions of what's ahead, more on that in a moment, but some analysts are counselling that a war of words with Turkey is not what's needed right now. We start with this report from Madeleine Jenner.
The US President Donald Trump says he is facing three options following the Turkish attack on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. He says he could intervene militarily, threaten sanctions, or lead a mediation effort between Turkey and the Kurds. Speaking today following a rally in Minneapolis, Donald Trump told journalists he preferred the last option, but he wasn't ruling anything out.
The last thing I want to do is bring thousands and thousands of soldiers in and defeat everybody again. We've already done that. You have the choice of bringing in the military and defeating everybody again, or you have the choice of financially doing some very strong things to Turkey.
In recent days, Turkey's military action in northern Syria has been widely condemned, with many world leaders arguing that the intervention could have grave consequences for the region's security and lead to a resurgence of Islamic State. Overnight, the UN Security Council failed to agree on a response, with Europeans demanding a halt to military action and Syrian ally Russia calling for restraint and direct dialogue between the two countries. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called for an end to the conflict and said a military solution was not the answer.
I want to express my deep concern about the escalation of conflict we are witnessing in eastern Syria. It is absolutely essential to have a de-escalation of this conflict.
But some argue that world leaders shouldn't be so quick to condemn Turkey. Professor Wael Al-Zayat is CEO of Engage, a US Muslim advocacy group. He's a Syrian-American and former senior policy advisor to the US ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power. While he doesn't agree with Turkey's decision for military intervention, he argues that world leaders need to remember that Turkey is a part of NATO and an ally.
We are not at a point where we can afford to lose allies to Russia or potentially even Iran. And Turkey is the only Muslim majority country member of NATO at a time where there are challenges between the West and the Islamic world. We need such countries to be in our orbit.
It looks somewhat impossible at the moment, but you talk about needing a quiet diplomacy with Turkey. What would that look like?
Well, I think it's still possible. I mean, call me an optimistic, but these operations will be limited in nature. The Turkish military cannot possibly go deeper into Syria on their own, because then they'll really get in trouble, not only with more entrenched YPG fighters, but potentially clash with the Syrian regime and the Russians and Hezbollah and Russia. So once they go in there and they stop, that is the time to engage with them and to make sure that they don't try to go further, that they're not committing any abuses or violations against anyone in areas under their control. You know, unfortunately, what's happening now and with the Twitter war and some of the harsh rhetoric coming out of Washington, as well as potentially some sanctions coming out of Congress, that's going to complicate matters. But this will only benefit those who seek to undermine NATO and the Western alliance that includes Turkey.
But many world leaders have argued that this intervention could also benefit ISIS. Do you share those concerns?
It could very well do that. Absolutely. I mean, this is an unfortunate development, and I wish the Turks haven't done this. No one knows how all of this is going to end one day. But what I will tell you is not going to work is spending our energy pummeling the Turks, fighting among ourselves, complaining about what happened, and watching our adversaries reap the benefits.
Professor Wael Al-Zayat, former US policy advisor to the UN. Madeleine Jenner, our reporter there.